So, more money, more work, less access, more deadweight loss. And you just do the math and you try and calculate these things. And we need to get this balance right. And we're not doing this currently. In fact, there's almost no effort to get it right. In general. And why? We just come back to the parish. I was sitting there maybe as a policymaker, I'm getting lobbied. I don't really care about what the truth is, maybe. I just care about people who are chewing my ear off. So copyright is way too long. The basic data we have would suggest, you know, it's really way too long. We could say that with a lot of confidence. I'm a good academic, so I couldn't, you could never say with some, you know, certainty. There's always some combination of parameters such that maybe, you know, having copyright for 25,000 years is the best thing. But they're really unlikely. And by the way, if we could get data from rights holders, if rights holders were willing to come forward and put their data out there so we could do proper calculations, we could be a lot more accurate. So what we want and what we should have is evidence-based policy. Everyone talks about it. But are people, I mean, I have to say, is government, I hope government is, willing to walk the walk and not just talk the talk about evidence-based policy? I mean, there's so many areas, it's not impossible. But where is the will to actually go out and gather data? Say to people like the rights holders, you want this? You want a term extension? Fine, that's quite understandable. You might be right. But where is the data to back up your case? Where is the data that will allow us to estimate the demand curve and the deadweight loss? Without that, we can't do evidence-based policy. And if you're not willing to give us that in some way or other, then what can we conclude? I think it's quite easy to conclude what you can conclude. And that would be the incentive to have that data and have real evidence-based policy. So that's my plea and my hope.